estamos en los medios públicos. Esto es Cantora y yo soy Laura Canoura. Hace días que vengo pensando qué es mantenerse joven. ¿Qué hace que una persona de 60, 70, 80 o más se sienta de 40, por ejemplo? ¿Serán las cirugías, el gimnasio, el cuerpo musculado, seguir yendo a los recitales de rock y peludear adelante de todo, aunque al otro día el cuerpo reclame? ¿Sentirse joven tiene que ver con el cuerpo, con la mente? ¿Se siente joven el cerebro racional, el cerebro emocional? A mí hay varias cosas que me hacen seguir teniendo la sensación de que sigo siendo una persona joven. Y una de ellas, y creo que la más importante en mí, es tener contacto, sobre todo creativo, con gente más joven que yo, a veces mucho más joven. En mis clases, por ejemplo, viene gente a la que le llevo décadas, que permanentemente me tiran un cable, una soguita para seguir subiendo por este túnel que todo ser humano cava lentamente hacia abajo. Y no hablo de depresión, hablo de biología, de humanidad. Traen canciones para el trabajo en clase que desafía completamente mis costumbres atávicas, mis creencias arraigadas del tipo: este género no me gusta nada, este cantante es malo, esta temática ya la han bordado decenas de años antes y mucho mejor. Por ejemplo, Mika, 20 y pocos años, le encantan los musicales. Estudia teatro, se presenta a cuanto casting hay en Uruguay, cada vez más. Y por supuesto trae a clase para cantar muchos de los que más le gustan. Un género que nunca me interesó. Creo que el único musical que vi en cine fue Cabaret, y todo eso porque era Liza Minnelli. Al principio me resistía a valorarlos. La guiaba, por supuesto, en el arte de interpretar, pero casi por fuera, condescendiente, digamos. Y poquito a poquito fue generándome el interés de conocer más, de desprejuiciarme, de aceptar que justamente lo que me ha hecho sentir joven, a pesar de que el cuerpo me diga que no, es mantener la curiosidad que tenía a los 20 años. Mirar con ojos de asombro, volver a escuchar con el oído virginal, dejarse sorprender por los nuevos aprendizajes, desandar prejuicios. Así que hoy le pedí a Mika que me eligiera las canciones de los musicales que más le gustaran para aprender y para compartir. Hoy en Cantora, música musical. I saved every letter you wrote me. From the moment I read them, I knew you were mine. You said you were mine. I thought you were mine. Do you know what Angelica said when we saw your first letter arrive? She said, be careful with that one, love. He will do what it takes to survive. You and your words flooded my senses. Your sentences left me defenseless. You built me palaces out of paragraphs. You built cathedrals. Only reading the letters you wrote me, I'm searching and scanning for answers in every line, for some kind of sign. And when you were mine, the world seemed. Brought this girl into our bed. In clearing your name, you have ruined our lives.
she read what you'd done. She said, you've married an Icarus. He has flown too close to the sun. You and your words obsessed with your legacy. Your sentences border on senseless. And you are paranoid in every paragraph. The narrative. Let future historians wonder how Eliza reacted when you broke her heart. You have torn it all apart. I'm watching it burn. Watching it burn. The world has no right to my heart. The world has no place in our bed. They don't get to know what I said. I'm burning the memories, burning the letters that might have redeemed you. You forfeit all rights to my heart. You forfeit the place in our bed. You sleep in your office instead with only the memories of when you were mine. Hope that you burn.
Hamilton cuenta la vida de Alexander Hamilton, uno de los padres fundadores de los Estados Unidos. Desde su infancia humilde en el Caribe hasta su ascenso político durante la independencia norteamericana. La canción que acabamos de escuchar la canta Eliza o Eliza Schuyler Hamilton, la esposa de Alexander Hamilton. Eliza representa el amor, la sensibilidad y también la dignidad herida frente a la obsesión política y las infidelidades de Hamilton. Hamilton hace pública una relación extramatrimonial para defenderse políticamente y ella decide quemar sus cartas, sus recuerdos, como manera de borrarse de la historia de su pareja.
We were at a revel with some rebels on a hot night, laughing at my sister as she dazzled in the room. Then you walked in and my heart went boom, trying to catch your eye from the side of the ballroom. Everybody's dancing and the band's top volume, grind to the rhythm as we wine and dine. Grab my sister and whisper, yo, this one's mine. Ooh. My sister made her way across the room to you. Ooh. And I got nervous thinking, what you gonna do?
I'm about to change your life.
Then by all means, lead the way.
Elizabeth Schuyler, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Schuyler.
My sister. Thank you for all your service.
If it takes fighting a war for us to meet, it will have been worth it.
I'll leave you to it.
1 week later, I'm writing a letter nightly. Now my life gets better every letter that you write me. Laughing at my sister because she wants to form a harem.
I'm just saying, if you really love me, you would share 'em.
Ha! 2 weeks later in the living room stressing. My father's stone-faced while you're asking for his blessing. I'm dying inside as you whine and dine. And I'm trying not to cry cause there's nothing that your mind can't do. My father makes his way across the room to you.
don't have a dollar to my name, an acre of land, a troop to command, a dollop of fame. All I have is my honor, a tolerance for pain, a couple of college credits and my top-notch brain. Insane, your family brings out a different side of me. Peggy confides in me, Angelica tried to take a bite of me. No stress, my love for you is never in doubt. We'll get a little place in Harlem and we'll figure it out. I've been living without a family since I was a child. My father left, my mother died, I grew up buck wild, but I'll never forget my mother's face, that was real. As long as I'm alive, Eliza, I swear to God you'll never feel so.
I tell you what I do,
Eliza.
I tell you what I do,
I never felt so.
Y en esta canción que acabamos de escuchar, Eliza cuenta cómo se enamoró de Hamilton y cómo se casaron.
Roxanne. Word to the wise, my dear. Never fall in love with a woman who sells herself. It always ends badly.
His eyes. Your face, his hand on your hand, his lips caress your skin. It's more than I can stand. Roxanne, you don't have to wear that dress tonight. Walk these streets for money.
el musical Moulin Rouge era lo que escuchábamos, el tango de Roxanne, que está basada en la increíble canción de The Police, Roxanne. El que la canta es el personaje de un bailarín argentino, miren ustedes, que ve desde afuera del problemático amor de un escritor y la figura principal de un cabaret. El amor, los celos, el sentido de posesión que Christian tiene sobre Satán. Y nos vamos de este primer bloque de cantora con otro musical, Funny Honey, pertenece al musical Chicago. Lo canta, en este caso, René Zellweger. Cuenta la historia de Roxy Hurd, una aspirante a cantante que termina presa por matar a su amante. En esta canción, Roxy trata de convencer al público de que su marido es un hombre fiel y que siempre la va a apoyar. Eso al principio, por lo menos, ¿no? Y a medida que transcurre la canción, se da cuenta de su traición, porque Amos Hurd fue quien le contó la verdad a la policía.
For her first number, Miss Roxy Hurd would like to sing a song of love and devotion dedicated to her dear husband, Amos.
Sometimes I'm right, sometimes I'm wrong, but he doesn't care. Funny honey of mine. Sometimes I'm down, sometimes I'm up, but he follows round like some droopy eye pup. He loves me so, that funny honey of mine. So I tell you that hole is a whole lot greater than the sum of his parts. And if you knew him like me, I know you'd agree. What if the world slandered my name? Why, he'd be right there taking the blame. He loves me so, and it all suits me fine. That funny, sunny, honey hobby of mine.
I mean, supposing he had violated her or something. You know what I mean? Violated?
I know what you mean.
Or something. Think how terrible that would have been. It's a good thing I got home from work on time. I'm telling you that. I say I'm telling you that.
Funny honey of mine.
Name of deceased Fred Casely.
Fred Casely? How could he be a burglar? My wife knows him. He sold us our furniture. He gave us 10% off.
Lord knows he ain't got the
told me he was a burglar.
You mean he was dead when you got home?
She had him covered in a sheet, and she's telling me some cock and bull story about this burglar and how I ought to say I did it because I was sure to get off. Help me, Amos, she says. It's my goddamn hour
now
of need.
Now shut off his trap. I can't stand that sap. Look at him go.
Ratting
on me.
She's
with just
me,
one
huh?
more brain.
Well,
what a
hell
would
she can swing for
be?
All I care. Boy, I'm down at the garage. Pull the wool out of my eyes.
That's
well, I wasn't born yesterday.
Crummy.
I tell you, there's some things a man
dummy.
Just can't handle.